This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm and has left at least five people dead after it made landfall in the southeastern United States. In the state of North Carolina, it brought damaging winds, heavy rain, and a massive storm surge. Roy Cooper is North Carolina's governor.
Swift water rescue teams and other first responders have rescued hundreds of people in New Bern. Teams from local areas, other states, and the Coast Guard are responding to calls for help, and they are conducting searches of the flooded areas.
The U.S. Hurricane Center predicts as much as 101 centimeters of rain for some parts of North Carolina. President Trump will be traveling to the area hit by Florence next week once it has been determined that his travel would not disrupt any rescue or recovery efforts. After pleading guilty to federal charges, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says he will cooperate with the special counsel Russia investigation into possible interference in the 2016 U.S. election. The latest now from VOA's Jim Malone.
Manafort pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges in Washington related to his past work on behalf of Ukraine. His attorney, Kevin Downing, spoke to reporters.
A tough day for Mr. Manafort, but he's accepted responsibility, and he wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life.
As part of his plea deal, Manafort agreed to cooperate with the Russia probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, though it's not clear what information Manafort has to share. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. NATO says it has no intention of backing down in the face of a resurgent Russia. That story now from VOA national security correspondent Jeff Seldon.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance is not seeking confrontation with Russia, but cautioned Moscow's military buildup and modernization cannot go unchecked.
NATO is not mirroring tank by tank or plane by plane what Russia is doing, but we are responding.
Speaking in Washington Friday after a meeting at the White House, Stoltenberg said NATO's responses so far, like sending more troops to the Baltics and Poland, have been proportional and defensive in nature. He also said Russia's willingness to use its military against its neighbors has made an impact.
That's the reason why NATO allies have started to invest more for the first time since the end of the Cold War.
Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the enforcement of United Nations sanctions on North Korea is critical.
The United States is as committed as ever to continuing to enforce those UN Security Council resolutions. We believe they are central to President Trump's efforts to convince Chairman Kim that full, final denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is necessary.
Pompeo's remarks came after a U.S. accused Russia of altering an independent United Nations report to cover up Moscow's alleged violation of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. Both Russia and China are seen pushing for a U.N. Security Council to ease sanctions on Pyongyang after the U.S.-North Korea summit in June. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying a sexual misconduct allegation from when he was in high school. That story now from AP's Sagar Magani.
Top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dianne Feinstein said this week she's told federal investigators about information she received regarding Kavanaugh, which she will not make public. The news roiled Capitol Hill, where Kavanaugh seems on course to be confirmed to the high court. In a statement released by the White House, Kavanaugh says he categorically and unequivocally denies the allegation, which the Trump administration calls an 11th-hour attempt to delay his confirmation. The New Yorker reports the alleged incident happened while Kavanaugh attended a high school outside Washington and the female accuser was at a nearby school. The AP has not confirmed details of the alleged incident. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. media reporting says President Trump has instructed aides to proceed with tariffs on $200 billion more in Chinese products despite his Treasury Secretary's attempts to restart trade talks with Beijing. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.